Justice Archer, going back to your bar career, which must have started back in the early 80s.
It started as soon as I graduated from law school.
Okay. Did you have your sights set on the presidency of the bar?
I didn't get my sights set on the presidency of the bar until about a year or two as I positioned myself to run for the office of commissioner of the State Bar of Michigan. Before I ran as a commissioner, the only way a minority had been able to serve as a state bar commissioner was through a Supreme Court appointment.
Oh, is that right?
Damon Keith served by way of a Supreme Court
appointment. You were the first elected commissioner?
Otis Smith served as a Supreme Court appointee, and Mizell Sewell had served as a Supreme Court appointee. I was elected. And
first one?
First one.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I've been on 9 years when I left in 85, so you can subtract 9 from 85. Mm-hmm. 74, maybe? 74?
Mm-hmm. 76.
76, whatever it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. 76. I'd been involved. As soon as I had some excellent advice given to me by a law professor in law school who pulled me aside and suggested that if I were to consider, if I were going to get, first he's, get back up. He said he knew that I was probably going to get involved in the Wolverine Bar Association, and that was a given because we had started a Wolverine Bar Association law student division at Detroit College of Law. He suggested, however, that in addition to being involved in the black bar, that I ought to be involved in the majority bar as well. So I took his advice and got involved with the Detroit Bar Association's Young Lawyers section. It's now called the Barristers. I got involved, ran the chairs, and was president. And as a result of demonstrating what I hoped to have been good work ethic and the like, I ran for and was elected to the Detroit Bar Association Board of Directors and served for several years. And then, at the same time,